This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. One of the wounded victims of Monday night's shooting died from her injuries while in the hospital on Tuesday. The two other wounded victims, a Lakewood police officer and a male victim of the shooting, are expected to survive. Six people have now died from the mass shooting, including the gunman, who police have identified as someone they'd had contact with before Monday. Vaccination among Spanish-speaking Coloradans is still behind other populations, but the push to get shots for everyone continues. One leader in the effort is Julissa Soto. She constantly sends out texts and posts flyers for vaccine clinics at churches, community centers, and late-night concerts.
Most of us organize clinics 8 to 12, Monday through Friday, 9 to 2 p.m. That's a no-no. Most immigrants work 2-3 jobs.
The evening and weekend events often draw hundreds of people. Hispanic Coloradans are less vaccinated than other groups in the state, but the numbers have been growing steadily. Your trees also probably need a drink this holiday season. As CPR Sam Brash reports, the Front Range drought has put its urban forest at risk.
It's another snowless morning when crews set to watering trees in a West Denver park. Forestry Supervisor Ben Rickenbacker coordinates the work. He says it's critical given the lack of snow so far this fall and winter.
A newly planted tree, if you don't water it through the winter, you know, it might completely die. But some of these older trees, you might not see the repercussions for years down the road.
Rickenbacker says residents should also water their trees every couple of weeks. As a rule of thumb, he says a tree needs 10 gallons for every inch of trunk diameter. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org. And this hour we'll be listening to Here and Now. Don't miss it. Thanks for listening.